From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Dutson with your headlines for Monday, May 22nd. Friday afternoon, the Chico Police Department and the Butte County District Attorney updated the public on the May 6th mass shooting. One young woman was killed and five others injured at an apartment complex on Columbus Avenue. Police say they have identified three suspects affiliated with known gangs. The shooters drove up to a college party and sprayed the crowd with bullets. Chico Police Chief Billy Aldridge says two suspects were arrested last week in Hamilton City. They have been charged with murder and attempted murder and are being held in Butte County Jail. Aldridge says police identified a third suspect in the case who has since fled the area. His name is Alejandro Manuel Douglas.
Douglas was already wanted by the U.S. Marshal's Office for absconding from probation on a drug trafficking conviction in South Carolina. We are working with the U.S. Marshal's Office, who is actively searching for Douglas.
Aldridge says he's a relative of the two already in custody. Police say agencies across local, state, and national jurisdictions are involved in the investigation. The two men being held are due in court this afternoon. We wish to issue a correction for a story we reported Friday afternoon. We incorrectly stated the month Tavion McCarter died. It wasn't February, but April. A magnitude 5.5 earthquake centered in Lake Almanor near the town of Chester rattled the North State a few weeks ago. Though it caused no significant damage, it does beg the question, how seismically active is the North State? Chico State geology professor Todd Green says a vast network of faults underlies all of California. Most are inactive. Others, like the San Andreas, are very active.
Watch out in the Bay Area and watch out in LA. Those are the big ones. But in terms of people being concerned in the North State, I don't see it right now.
Still, the recent Chester quake was a significant seismic event.
This 5.5 was actually the largest California earthquake since the 7.1 in Ridgecrest about 2 years ago. We haven't had anything like this in the last couple of years.
Green says the number and frequency of low magnitude aftershocks, more than 100 over 48 hours, was also notable because it indicates the fault below Lake Almanor is adjusting. Green is careful to point out that while the probability of a major quake in the North State anytime soon is low, predicting quakes is far from an exact science. California legislative committees in the Assembly and Senate blocked two big climate bills last week. One would have made the state's greenhouse gas emission reduction targets more ambitious. Another would have allowed people to sue oil companies over health problems if they meet certain criteria. Those were among dozens of bills that did not survive hearings in the chamber's Public Finance Committee. California Governor Gavin Newsom wants to expedite new construction on roads, dams, and renewable energy projects. He's asking lawmakers to pass a hefty permitting reform package. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Newsom announced the plan at a solar farm being built in Stanislaus County. He says the package could leverage federal dollars and create 400,000 jobs over the next decade. He also wants to limit lawsuits over CEQA, the state's longstanding and controversial environmental law, to 9 months to speed construction. Environmental groups are opposing the move. Barbara Berrigan-Perea is fighting the proposed Delta Tunnel. She accused Newsom of continually trampling communities that bear the brunt of pollution, like Stockton, where she lives.
He just expects the weak to live with the pollution burdens while he claims to be a social justice champion. And it's just disingenuous.
Republican state lawmakers said they welcome the governor's proposal, but point out legislative Democrats have already killed a handful of bills to streamline permitting for water and wildfire projects this year. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
And those were your headlines for Monday, May 22nd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also find a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.